That's the ultimate. So, what you do, you should put aside this bear. I mean, the friendship with the stupid fellow with the stupidity. Put it aside. Attend to the fellow travelers to become good in it. Because when I say, okay, there is this qutub, there is this close fellow to God, pay him a visit. What do you do? How do you go? How do you open up? And how are you going to be kind? You tell me. How are you going to do it? Are you sure you're not like the bear? What do you think? The bear was stupid. If it is your first time you want to be kind to someone, you are stupid. You will do it wrong. Therefore, here, when we say attend to fellow travelers, is to become champion in this. Then you could be help of other. Then you could attend to the guy that Moses should attend. All the prophets should. Yes?
His excusability is my excusability. His sickness is my sickness. Whoever wishes to sit with God, let him sit in the presence of the saints.
This is loud and clear. Means this verse should be highlighted, you should remember it. In Persian it sounds fantastic. It's so sharp that if you want to sit with the God, always be a fellow companion, you should be fellow companion of the saints, awliya. Because it's the same, when you are close to them, they're close to God, therefore you're close. That's the point. Yes?
If you are broken off from the presence of the saints, you are in perdition. Because you are a part without the whole. Whomever the devil cuts off from the nation, he finds him without anyone, and he devours his head.
When you're alone, what will happen to you when you're alone?
Feeling lonely.
Your intelligence will eat you up because your brain chattering always doesn't let you do anything. Could you do something? Could you quieten this one? It takes a long, long, long practice. It's possible. Ask the people. But you have to practice it. How? How do you practice? Let's say I want to practice to get rid of this lady upstairs. What can I do? Think about the practice? She's doing it, if I think about it. I have to stop thinking. How? There is only one way that I know of. When your brain stops chattering, when your emotion is exploding, when you're listening to lovely music, you cannot think. You go with the music. That's what the beauty is. So you need some beauty. How do you find it? There is only one way. To get out of this, get there. Think about beloved. When you think about beloved, you don't think about yourself because it's not thinking anymore. You let that fountain of emotion overflow. How? Meditation. Zikr. When you do the zikr, you don't think. You just do it. And it will change you. Because at the end, you have to open your heart to the source of love. Then you don't need to think. This is something that all the artists will tell you. All of them. When you ask them, how do you create? They will tell you that you have to stop this one and open your heart. something will happen. From nowhere, something will appear in them. The same thing with the meditator. When you meditate, then your state of mind changes. You don't think about this me again. That's how it is. So if you want to sit with the God, sit close to the people close to him. If you cut off that relationship, to us you are dead, because you are a part of a system without the system. The system should be this. And we know that Satan will hit your head when he finds you alone. When you're alone, when the ego is working, you're alone. Because ego is a state of loneliness. I'm not talking about the inflated one. Even semi-inflated one is like that. Therefore, the distance of the hand is the measurement in time of Rumi. Iranian, even now, they do it. You use your foot, they use their hand. And you say, like this, if you put a distance between you and the group, even this much, I'm sorry for you. Really?
To go for one moment a single span apart from the community is the devil's guile. Listen and know well.
Listen carefully, I told you what it is. Even this much. You go further away, Satan tricked you. This one tricked you. You are still thinking about it. Yes. Let's change the subject, because this needs more explanation. Did you get it? Apparently it's easy to understand. I would say you have to get close, remain close to the friends. But in a way it doesn't work. Why? Because you have the story of the bear in the mind. Having that story in the mind, you will go around and judge the people. Label them stupid and cut off. That's no good. Let's think about being together. Now you hear a story which is a very famous one. I don't know if it is famous for you as well. It's the story of a group of people that they go in a garden to pick up some fruit. They go and they pick the fruit. The gardener will arrive. You see three thieves over there. One is a normal fellow, the other one is knowledgeable, the other one is mufti, a judge, a religious judge, and things like that. We look at them and say, there are three, so I cannot beat them. I say, okay, you boy, you go and bring some water. Good, 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 you're here, you go and do this. To the third fellow and say, okay, wait a minute here. You are the mufti. You are the judge. So you have power and rights. This other fellow is, let's say, this, you will see. This, therefore, you see, that third one, that son of a bitch is here for no reason at all. These two will say yes. So he will wrap around the third one, he will attach him to a tree. Then he will come to the first one and say, okay, now let's talk again. You are the mufti, lovely, but this fellow who's saying this, maybe it's not like that. So okay, he will tie the second one to the tree. The second one will say to the third one that, don't worry, your turn will come, because now you are alone. So divided them and beat them up. This is the story. To emphasize of that division which came at the end of the paragraph we were in. At the end you say, be careful. Because the trick is to separate you from fellow travelers. Who will do that? The fellow in you who doesn't like you to travel, the ego, the intelligence. Intelligence will look for a situation, an occasion to divide. The division is bad. Over there we said it's stupid. But remember, it's not up to you to judge that. Yes?
Ali Gardner isolated the Sufi, the jurist, and the descendant of Ali from one another. The gardener, when he looked into the orchard, saw...
That descendant of Ali, you know what it means. Means, in Arabic, they call them Sharif. In Persian, we call them Sayyid. Because Sayyid in Arabic means Mister. We call him Sayyid, they call him Sharif, because they are the descendant of Muhammad. Muhammad doesn't have a boy, they are descendant of the girl. That's how it goes. Yes.
The gardener, when he looked into the orchard, saw three men in his orchard as thieves, a jurist, and a Sharif, and a Sufi, each one an impotent, knavish, and perfidious rogue. He said, I have 100 arguments against these fellows, but they are united, and a united party is strength. I cannot cope singly with three persons, so first I will separate them from one another. I will isolate each one from the others, and when each is alone, I will tear out his mustache. He employed a ruse and got the Sufi away, that he might poison his friends against him. He said to the Sufi, go to the house and fetch a rug for these companions. The Sufi departed. He said in private to the two friends, you are a jurist, and this is a renowned Sharif. It is according to your legal decision that we eat a loaf. It is by the wings of your knowledge that we fly. And this other is our prince and sovereign. He is the Sayyid, and he is of the house of Mustafa. Who is this gluttonous, vile Sufi that he should associate with kings like you?
Was he? How he did it? He started with a compliment to inflate the ego. Then he writes to the third one. The first one, yeah, okay. The third one, which is the minor god, is a, who is this fellow? And even who is this fellow was complimented with a compliment. Who is this fellow to sit with you? Not who is this fellow to come to my garden and pick up the fruit? Who is this person to be the thief? Everything is well decorated, and this is the trick. This is the trick you do yourself, to yourself. When you want to keep something, you think positive about it. When you want to let go of something, you think negative. Automatically, your subconscious will organize it. You don't even know. But you start to say negative about something because whatever is in hand and the problem has negative and positive both, right? So you turn the coin because it's you, it's your intelligence. It's your ego trying to take over. Yes?
When he comes, drive him away and take possession of my orchard and field for a week.
Now bribe. After the compliment, now the bribe. Tie him up, get rid of him. Then you will be my guest. Have as many as fruit that you have and all of that. Yes?
What is my orchard? My life is yours. O you who have been as my right eye. He made evil suggestions and beguiled them. Ah, one must not patiently suffer the loss of friends. When they had returned, When they had turned the Sufi away and he was gone,